Blog Talk Radio.
Sienna Radio.
I am all that God created me to be. Yeah, yeah. I am your daughter, grown into righteousness. I am your sister, here's my shoulder. I am your wife, called to be your queen.
Hello, everybody. We're so glad that you have chosen to join us again, our once a month fourth Tuesday for girls.
Let's talk.
Sorry, guys. Yes. Girls, let's talk. Our session, this show is really geared to our young ladies, age 14 to 19. So I encourage you to go get your daughters and your nieces and text those in college and tell them to log on to Facebook right now. They can call in on Blog Talk Radio at
319-527-6740. Almost set it on, guys.
Tell them to call in. Tell them they can call in the Facebook Live at Hope Touch NYC. In order for us to have a really, really good show, we need participation.
Always.
So that's why we do Facebook Live. So if you are on Facebook Live right now, I would love to see some hearts, some thumbs up, some smiles. I would love for you to share. Somebody say share.
Share
the page so that more and more people can see us and that we know that you're there and that you're following us. Always a pleasure to be here with you. And I always have these two wonderful ladies with me all the time. I have Miss Jewel.
Hey, guys.
And Miss Natasha.
Hi, everyone.
And today we have another little special guest here. She pops up every now and then. But we are glad to have Janaea.
Hey.
Okay, a lady of very few words.
Right.
But we are so glad to have her. She's a wonderful, wonderful young lady. She's in college. Yeah, she's in college. So we like to have our college girls here as well. So she kind of comes and, you know, keep me, you know, abreast of what these college students do nowadays and everything.
Yeah.
They don't tell me everything,
exactly.
I'm sure, but they tell me enough to keep me happy. I'll take that. So tonight's show, we are really, really excited. I hope all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving last week. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I actually had a birthday last Friday.
Okay. Right.
I had a wonderful birthday. It was great. And I just thank God for another year of being alive. And
we thank God for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, making me blush. They're making me blush. But I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And can you all believe that in a couple of days it's going to be December?
No. I mean, we only have 35 days left in the year.
Yeah. This year, when you put it like that, 35 days.
Almost. More or less.
And the whole year left.
Yeah. It went by fast.
Yep.
2017. Wow. So I'm excited for 2017 to see the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018.
Yes.
Anybody excited about 2018?
Yes. Super excited.
Super excited. She said she's super excited. Hey. So I really, really am. Why are you so super excited about 2018?
Well, you know, closer to graduation.
Gotcha.
Ah.
Okay.
Are you graduating in 2018?
Yes.
Nah, I'm closer to graduation.
Oh, okay.
Closer.
Okay.
She's getting
okay.
here.
Okay.
I like that. I like
right.
that.
One
I like
step closer. One step closer.
One step closer. I like that. I love it. I love it. Love it. Well, today on our show, we're going to be talking about Thankful Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Thankful Tuesday. That's yeah. right. We have so much to be thankful for. And we are doing this show because we really want to encourage our young people to really know that they have a lot to be thankful for. I know a lot of times, a lot of things in our life don't go the way we plan. I know we lose people. I know we don't get the grades we want. We don't get the friends we want. We don't get the clothes we want. We don't get what we want for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. But there are so many things to be thankful for. So we want to just concentrate this evening on just being thankful because it is Tuesday and it's Thankful Tuesday.
Yes.
See, that's why I work with these younger people because, see, they make up all this. Well, they don't
yeah,
make it
know.
Up. They
yeah.
research.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because
well,
today's actually
Giving
Tuesday.
And we're trying to finesse it into
right.
Thankful Tuesday.
Okay, it's Giving
know.
Tuesday.
Because giving didn't go with the T. So
you know,
Tuesday,
you know.
Tuesday, thank you. Yeah.
That's because all of them are on social media a lot more than I am.
This is very
that's why. So that's why I love being around y'all. Y'all keep me on my toes. I thank you. So I'm really, really excited about Thankful Tuesday. So why don't you all go around the table and tell us what gratitude and being grateful and thankful mean to you?
I think gratitude, what it means to me is just being super thankful for the moment and whatever that moment may be, whether it's good or bad. And, I mean, it kind of ties into the scripture, like in everything, give thanks. And so that's kind of like what gratitude means for me. Just, again, in the moment, good or bad, just always, always, always being thankful.
I agree with everything that Tasha said. I think being thankful is taking a moment to reflect on things that you don't usually think about throughout the day. And so it's an opportunity to reflect on something that's good because we all can't walk around feeling as if there's nothing good in the day. There's always that one thing or a few things that are good in the day. And so grateful or showing gratitude is you taking the moment to even just tell God, like, I know that today was rough, but I'm thankful for the fact that I even just woke up today. Like, just finding that moment to reflect on something that happened that went well.
Right. So good.
Well, to me, gratitude means it's like, it's more than like a thing. It's like a feeling to me. Like an overwhelming feeling of thankfulness, like, you know, teachers who curve your grades.
Oh my goodness! But that is a good thing to be thankful
hey,
for. But really,
I'm with you, because they don't always have to do that.
Okay. Goodness, I won't.
From a teacher,
right? Speaking from a professor,
yes.
I will not be curving no grades this semester. Anyone who's listening, thank you.
Sorry. See, you got two teachers here, two educators, and you got one student, and, you know, and I don't really care. But I know you do, but, you know, I'm sure there's
yeah.
a reason you all do that, so, you know.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a nice, overwhelming
feeling. Recurving grades. Oh, my goodness.
So all of you out there in college and high school and your teachers grading on the curve, you're not alone. Sister, you're not
alone.
Oh,
my goodness.
So that is awesome. That is awesome. So we're going to be just talking about some other things about, as far as these educators here. They've really dug down and researched a lot of scientific information to share with us about being grateful and gratitude. I want to hear all of this. So
yeah.
Y'all school us.
Do you want to ask?
Well, I'm going to deal with the psychological, I guess. Or am I doing I'm doing scientific.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
You deal with the psychological. I'll deal with the scientific part. Okay. I know a lot of the times we think that, or we don't really think about how we do things or why we do things. And so showing gratitude actually benefits your health in so many different ways. And it benefits your health in the way that it reduces the amount of rage, frustration, anger, depression, all the emotions that you would feel on a daily basis. When you take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for, it actually allows you to put life and situations in perspective. And then it lets you take a minute to like kind of do that whole breathe 1, 2, 3 thing and kind of like regroup for the moment and like kind of revamp how your day is going. So I know sometimes for me personally, my students, I love them dearly, but they drive me insane. Like on a daily basis. And I have to stand in front of the room and I'm like, okay, Jewel, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You're the adult in the room. Like just 1, 2, 3. And I have to like really remember that, like, you know, and doing that and just remember it, like having the opportunity to be a teacher and have the opportunity to, you know, to impact youth is a big deal. So I don't take my job, you know, for granted every day. It's frustrating, but I like what I do because I'm able to impact students in a way that most people don't have the opportunity to. So that's one thing. It's also studies also show that people who are grateful or show gratitude exercise more, and they add longevity to their lives because they're more likely to visit doctors, they're more likely to talk about their issues, and they're more likely to follow up on any health issues. So showing gratitude, again, allows you to reflect. And if you're reflecting daily, then you're reflecting on your overall being, whether it's physical, mental, spiritually, or emotionally. So that also puts you in a position where you're thinking about your health. Another thing is that it reduces toxic emotions.
Mm. Yeah, Jesus, say that again, girl.
Yeah, it reduces toxic emotions.
The teens out there listen like, huh?
So let me give you an example. Right?
I had to do
the student thing. So you sitting in the lunchroom and everything is cool and you find out homegirls talk about you on social media.
Ooh, Papa.
Girl, you already know. That's like lunchroom drama right here. All right? And you are mad. You want to get up and punch her in her face and curse her out. But you know what? You think about it. You're like, you know what? Let me not do that. I'm not going to do that because I'm grateful for that time that when I punched the girl in her face the last time, the teacher didn't suspend me. So I'm going to chill right now, and I'm going to just take a minute to kind of, like, take it down, and I'm going to sit back in my seat, and I'm not going to do nothing. These are real conversations with teenagers, by the way, just so y'all know I'm not making this up by any means. These are real conversations that I have with my students. Like, they really think, like, you know what? Get in it and give me an F on that assignment because I was cheating. So I'm a chill right now. I ain't gonna talk back to her because I'm grateful that she ain't. Like, it's real. Like, you guys can use being grateful or showing gratitude in ways in school that you probably never have thought of. And when you think about it now, like going to school tomorrow, you're gonna think about all the ways that you've shown gratitude to your teachers, to your classmates, to your friends, and that have released some kind of toxic emotion that you would have otherwise shown to that person or a thing, I guess. Another thing that it does is it adds to your sleep. So when you show gratitude,
so good.
I need some D's right now.
Right.
I don't know if y'all noticed I like yawned like 3 times already. but it adds to your sleep. So when you show gratitude and when you are doing grateful gestures to others, it makes you happier, which lightens your mood and which makes you able to like lay down and go to sleep. Because a lot of people rest, they don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have things on your mind, when you have things on your heart, when you're dealing with certain things that you don't deal with throughout the day, you take them with you to bed. And I don't think people recognize that. So maybe jotting some things down before you go to bed about what you were grateful for the day will help add to your sleep.
And that's so good because, I mean, if we think about all those who are listening, especially our teens, like our young girls, like, y'all don't want to be tired in school.
Yeah.
Because then you're tired in school. Then that leads to you not paying attention in class.
Mm-hmm.
Then your teacher's going to call you out. Then you're going to have an attitude. Your whole day is thrown off.
Right.
And you're shaking your head because you know. See, you know what I'm saying.
I'm not even going to hold y'all. I had the best sleep of my life in class. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Look, see?
But you're going to reverse it.
So not supposed
next
to sleep in class.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to get sleep at night.
That's right. And I think if you know,
from my perspective, you turn off social media and media, mm-hmm. and like Jewel said, and then start writing down some things that you are grateful for, mm-hmm. that keeps you from thinking about all this other negativity, mm-hmm. all this other negative emotions and attitudes and what you're going to do tomorrow and what if she says this, mm-hmm. and if I do that, if I don't pass this test and all, mm-hmm. that. You know, if you just change the way you go to bed at night.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, what you so think true. About when you go to bed at night, you will have, you know, better rest. And also, for those of you who are listening, those of you in school, and since we have educators here, and she was talking, I think it would be a wonderful idea. How much you think it would affect your teacher if you brought them an apple? Mm. If you brought
I'm allergic,
them,
so don't bring me that.
If you brought them a gift, if you brought them something.
Yes. How about if you brought your homework in?
No. Homework is something they're supposed to do anyway.
But they don't first leave.
But they're supposed to do that anyway. We gotta encourage them to do something outside of what they're supposed to be doing.
I agree. But I just need them to do what they should be doing.
Well, Miss Gibson,
I'm
serious over here.
I'm trying to get them to do some other things too. And maybe if they do those things, maybe they'll start to hear you better. You'll start to understand why your teacher wants you to bring in your homework.
Right, right.
And you'll start saying that I need to bring in my homework.
Right.
If I can just show some gratitude. Just show somebody something. Your principal.
Right.
Show the custodian some gratitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that I actually do for my students, I don't know if it would be considered gratitude. I don't know. But so I write down all the students' birthdays in all of my classes. And I like birthdays. Birthdays are a big deal to me. So what I do is every month, all the kids whose birthdays is that month, I buy donuts for them from Dunkin' Donuts. And we sing happy birthday. Like, it's a whole big thing. And they actually like it. And they realize, like, for that moment, like, Ms. Gibson actually thought enough of me to care about my birthday to sing happy birthday and buy me donuts. So, like, I mean, it doesn't matter how old they are. Like, just to have the whole class singing happy birthday to them, that's, like, their moment in the spotlight. Like, they feel really special. And I think that shows them, like, one, I'm not a robot, that I'm human, and that I care about them enough to give them something that's on their special day. So, it like, those little things go a long way.
Do they give you something on your special day?
No, but my birthday's in July, so,
we'll give
you
something on your special day.
Okay. You know? You're out of school in July, but guess what? So, any day you bring Miss Gibson a donut, I bet she'll eat it. She'll eat it.
You may get a curved grade that day.
You may even get a curved grade. You may... So it just psychologically, it makes you just feel better.
It does.
Definitely.
And,
you know.
And there, and to kind of go off of what, you know, Joel was saying, there's other things that gratitude really, really helps. It helps to improve your self-esteem.
Yeah.
And so, and I know that's such a big thing. And it's not just for teens or young girls. We all have to deal with self-esteem issues. Think about it. You always hear people say comparison is a thief of joy. And so if you're grateful for one of your classmates or another student's accomplishment, you're not going to internalize it so much and think of why that's not me or how I could have done better. Just being grateful for what you've seen in someone else, then when it comes to you, you're even more grateful or you're not even looking at it in the sense of, oh my gosh, I could have done better, or you're beating yourself up. And so gratitude really, really does help to improve self-esteem. And gratitude actually also increases mental strength. And I mean, Jewel talked about it a little bit with how it reduces toxic emotion. And so building mental strength, and y'all are probably listening like, what? What are they talking about? Toxic emotion, mental strength. But it helps because if you start your day and end your day, if you start and end your day in gratitude and you start and end your day in just talking about all the happy moments, you don't have any time to really internalize the bad things that are going to happen, because they will happen. We're not saying that they won't. But if you can just start and end your day just being thankful, like, oh, I failed. Well, we're hoping that you guys aren't failing. But I'll put it as, oh, I got a C on my test.
Right.
How can you turn that into something positive? I know where I messed up. I know what I need to study harder. Let me even reach out to, so I teach young adults because I teach at a college. Let me reach out to my professor and see how I can go to their office hours.
Right.
And, you know.
Or even for like high school students, reach out to your teacher and say,
right.
Hey, can I do test corrections?
Right.
To get extra points towards my exam.
Exactly. Or there's no extra credit assignment. In my class, but
wow.
we do
test correction, so you can.
Well, we
in
I
high
can.
School.
I can.
Really?
So I yeah. So I'm I'm a sweet teacher. I'm so nice. Oh, so I allow my students one exam per semester, or like per marking period, to do a test correction on one exam that they're able to get like 100 points. And believe it or not, a lot of them don't do it. But the option is there.
What?
So they have, yeah.
They don't do it?
No.
Save
so,
that.
Like, take advantage of opportunities that your teachers are giving you.
I need to be in Jules' class. Yeah, you're probably going to be getting everybody. Your students watching.
Right.
Everybody going at Jules' school. They're going to be next year. Put me in this. Get
right. I mean, the goal is not to fail these
kids.
So the goal is to help them pass them. And it's like I'm giving them every olive branch possible to get them to the next step. So like, they have an opportunity to make test questions. And a lot of people don't ask. So I really had a student come up to me, like this was my first year teaching, and he asked me if he could make test questions. But because he asked me, I said, okay, because that was the initiative that he took to say, hey, I messed up. I realized I messed up, and I want to fix it. So take the chance to go to your teacher and your professor and reach out to
them,
like, and talk to them. Yeah.
Wow.
I've had a lot of professors in college who were very giving. Like, when I went to them and told them my situation, they would be like, you know what? I can work with you. I know you can't hand the paper in today. I'll give you extra week. Like, they help you out.
It's like Jewel said, no, we're not robots. And so at the end of the day, no one's here to see you fail.
Yeah,
we're only here for you to learn the material so that you can go forth, in my case, within your career. Like, it's not for you to be held back or anything like that. And so if you do take that C, use that as a moment to be grateful that, okay, hey, I didn't study as much as I thought I did. How can I do better? And let me reach out to my resources to do better the next time.
Right, right. So those of you who are on Facebook Live, and you just heard some psychological and scientific benefits of being of gratitude and so forth. So if you agree with those, if you ever heard of those, if you have something else you want us to share that you experience in those areas, please put it down. We would love to mention it on the air. So Ms. Janaea, you've heard all of this good information. What do you think about that? You think it's true? Have you experienced any? Tried to be nice to people?
I try to be nice. I do, you know. I don't always try to be petty. Sometimes it's so.
We're going to focus on being bad.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. 2018 is coming.
No, we're going to start
now.
Start
now.
Start now. So what about, like, you know, just thinking about gratitude, do you think it helps with mental strength or, you know, improving your self-esteem, different things like that?
I definitely do feel that way. I feel like when you have an attitude of gratitude, like, you just have, like, these positive vibes just flowing from you, and people are just, like, drawn to you because, like, you're a positive person. Nobody wants to be around a negative Nancy. Like, so keeping a positive attitude or an attitude of gratitude is, like, always necessary. Also, like, being respectful comes in, like, it's, like, hand in hand. Mm. Like, I've had professors that, you know, they looked out for me. Like Jules said, they looked out for me because, you know, I'm not, like, I'm not rowdy. I'm not a mean person. I don't run off with my mouth all the time. So, you know, they let, you know.
You know how to behave sometimes.
I know how to behave when it's necessary. You okay? You need some water?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So, yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's just good to be,
now,
have gratitude.
Those professors that were nice to you, were you nice to them?
Always, you know.
Do you
always
show gratitude? Did you do something?
I mean, I don't, I'm not bringing nobody an apple because
oh, you got
it's not 1920, but
1920s. Apple still exists right now.
But that's no one really, you know, it's not really, and this is why I want us to get think about this too, and Christmas is coming up too, so it's really not the gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not the apple. It's really not what you get or don't get under the Christmas tree. It's the fact that you get
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to be able, just the
gesture.
The gesture
yeah.
to mm-hmm. say, you know, here, I'm
thinking about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you like Sister Natasha, who's allergic, don't you dare eat that apple. But, hey, this young person brought, this person, one of your students brought you something because they thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let me tell you something. My hats go off to educators. I mean, I really, if I had a hat on, I'd just take it off. I mean, because, you know, my hats go off to you all because I really respect you all because you all deal with a lot
mm-hmm.
of people outside of your own personal situations and homes. And then you go and deal with all these other 20-something kids in your class and stuff. So just for five people, five of your students, to show some type of gratitude
mm-hmm.
would be wonderful.
That's what I said. For me, it's just doing the homework. That's enough.
Miss Gibson don't want anything. She just wants your homework done. So
I like to go to see art galleries.
And so,
you're dragging it because you don't even curve grades. No.
And she's still... See, that's
no.
what I think. She's one of those stern teachers.
Yeah,
like, you
no.
know what? I want you to do well, but I'm not curving grades.
Yeah, no.
So you know what? So just be thankful for whatever teacher you have because ultimately the goal is to educate you and to push you to
mm-hmm.
Your next dimension mm-hmm. in life, education-wise. So yes. We have someone who says... teachers don't get enough credit. Yes. I agree
Facts.
With you. They sure don't. But that's why I love them. And I think they're awesome. We need more educators.
Thank you.
So, what you got?
No, I said thank you.
Oh, yes. I do. So, yes.
You want to start? We can actually go to our jar.
Did you want us to
dig into the scripture and then the jar?
Do our scripture and then you can read our scripture and then somebody's going to tell us. Joel, you decorate the jar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she decorated the jar. She can tell us about the jar. So why don't you go ahead?
Okay. So
you get a description.
Yeah. So we just wanted we kind of talked about why gratitude is so important. We're going to bring it to scripture and then we just kind of wanted to show you ways that you can practice gratitude year-round, not just around Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so the scripture is actually 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Simple. Gratitude is important because, like I said, in everything that you should do, bad or good, always give thanks. And so we're kind of just going to show how we do it. Jewel with her
right.
fancy jar. You guys can't really see it. It's really decorated.
It's like it has stickers on it at the bottom in glitter and gold. It says gratitude, and then it has like all these cute little jewels and quotes.
So, Jewel, if I want to get me a gratitude jar, I want to start one. Tell me the materials. What did you do? Where'd you go?
I went to Michael's.
Okay, cool.
And I bought the jar. I believe the jar is about $4. And then the sticker packs are about the same, $4. You don't have to go all crazy with the stickers. You can do something simple. A pack of Post-it notes will probably cost you, depending on where you get them from. Like if you go to Father Malone or somewhere, you probably get it for $1. Then I had the quote, and that was it. So, yeah.
See? She's so creative. So just take a regular jar. I remember last year, the Siena Women's Ministry, we did gratitude jars and encouraged everybody to do them at home and started around Thanksgiving and put it on the table. So we did that, and I think it worked very well.
Yeah.
It worked very well. The one thing I wish we would have done is we stopped after a certain amount of time.
Okay.
So I think it's important for us to always remember to continue to do it.
Right.
But what we do also, sometimes I will do, is reach my hand in there and pull out something and see what everybody, you know, what they are thankful for. So this is a jar that we did today.
We did the jar today just so that way it's cute and fancy for you guys. But also, so you guys can have, like, a visual example of, like, what something like this would look like. Like I said, you could also use a journal before bed or in the morning when you first wake up. If you don't get a chance to do it before bed, you can do it the next day. Like, hey, yesterday I was thankful for this. But it's helpful if you try to do it each day so that way you're not overlapping days. But the jar, you just get, maybe you sit this jar on your nightstand and you get the post-it note and you sit the pen and the post-it note next to it so that way you don't forget. And every day, you know, it could just be one word. It could be a phrase. It could be a whole paragraph. Whatever you feel is necessary for that day to express what you're grateful for, you write it out, you put it, fold it down, and you stick it in the jar. I would suggest that you get a big enough jar if you're going to do this for a whole year, because the purpose, like Janae said, was to have an attitude of gratitude, which extends past the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
So in an effort to be grateful for something every day, you know, now that the new year is coming up, this may be something that you guys want to start. Maybe December, since December is in a few days, you can start now December and carry it over to next December. And maybe the whole month of December, which I think is a cool idea, you read one page a day or a few of the things that you put in a day to
That's
see what
good.
You were grateful for. Yeah.
That's good.
And just kick off 2018 on a really high. Good
right.
Month.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll be 2019.
So any
of
you who are on
you.
Facebook Live, if you all have a gratitude jar, share it with us and let us know that you have one, and let us know if your kids are involved in it or how is it going. And if you haven't, say, oh, this is a wonderful idea. We're going to do it. So let us know what you're thinking regarding this gratitude jar. Now, what are we going to do with ours?
So we are actually going to pull. A few people posted in our gratitude jar of things that they're grateful for, things that, you know, things that they are grateful for in spite of the circumstances. And we're going to pull them and kind of unpack it a little bit and talk to you all. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can definitely share maybe one or two things that you are grateful for in spite of the circumstances. So essentially, like, if there's something that might be bad or negative happening, how can you think about it in a positive way? Two things that we just every day take for granted, but oh my God, I'm so grateful that I can do that.
Right.
So who wants to be the first pull?
I guess I will. Am I pulling my own? Am I looking to see which ones are mine? Oh, I have like a million of them.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Let's find out what you're grateful for.
All right. So one of the things that I'm grateful for that people take for granted is my health. Some people may or may not know that I have a seizure disorder. I've had it since I was 21. And for me, my health has been rocky since like the past almost 10 years of my life. So some people wake up and they feel fine and get to move around and, you know, go about their everyday lives. But most of the times when I wake up, some days my body hurts just because of the impact of the seizures, like the constant jerking movements. Sometimes I have seizures in my sleep and I don't know. And so some days I'll wake up and my body will hurt, like I've been hit, like I was in a fight. Then there are simple things like being able to eat chocolate, like just the little things that people take for granted as far as like just being able to eat whatever they want to eat. I can't necessarily do that because of my health. And so I'm very precautious about the things that I can and can't eat, the things that I put in my body, about my sleeping habits. So anyone with a seizure disorder should at least get 10 to 11 hours of sleep because it helps you function daily, whereas a typical adult only needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So I need the same amount of sleep as a child needs at this point in order for me to function daily. I don't get it, but, you know, we're working on that. We're working on that. So, yeah, just stuff like that, even taking medication. Although I don't take medication daily, there are days with times that I take my medication sometimes a few times a week. And that could also play on your health because then the medication has side effects and then you're tired and all these different things that on a daily basis, most people could just get up and walk out of bed. Some days that's not the story for me. So
those who are out there, always be grateful for your health. If you are healthy and able to move and, you know, you're not impacted by a seizure disorder or any other ailment, that, you know, just be grateful that, hey, I can just get up and go without worrying about medication or the impact of how I feel or things like that.
Excellent. Before we're going to let Janaea pull from the jar, but someone did make a statement. Says, I remember when Pastor had Gratitude Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
Yes. We have a best pastor in the world.
Very
Our pastor, Tyrone Stevenson. Shout out to Pastor Stevenson. When he had Gratitude Sunday, he gave every person in the church $5.
Yeah. At all three services.
At all our three services. Everybody got $5. So they could take that $5 and show some gratitude to somebody. You could have given it all to one person.
Mm-hmm.
You could divide it up into five different people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you want to share it. And, you know, it's just that important enough when your pastor will give you $5.
Yeah.
You can do a
every
lot with
person.
$5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do a lot.
We had so many testimonies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That week, that month, and for months later, and we still get them sometime now. People are like, oh, I still have my $5 in my wallet. And
people
I wanted
paid,
to do.
Yeah, people
paid
for nail salons.
They went and paid for stuff right off the bat. So, yes, we did do that. I remember that. So, yes. Janaea, you want to pull from the gratitude jar?
I need to have music. That's, I don't know if I like that one. All
right, so this one says, you dragged it. Despite I have chronic back pain, I can still exercise, take meds, and still walk without assistance.
That's actually really good.
That's actually me.
Oh.
Well, I know, but I know if you wanted me to say your name.
First lady, you want to talk?
Well, we said in spite of certain situations. So yes, I've had chronic back pain since I was in high school. I'm in pain right now.
Uh-huh.
I have pain all the time, but like I said, I can take medicine, I can do my exercises, I can do something. But the gratitude that I have is that I can still walk by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can still run. I can still walk 39 miles.
I was just going to say that.
And it was really painful. It was really painful to do that those 2 days and to practice. But the back pain didn't stop me from doing what I really feel like I really need to do. So I just thank God, because I don't use a walker. I don't have to. I could get shots, but I don't take them. You know, I just thank God and that He gives me the strength and the mindset psychologically and
scientifically.
You know, doing other things to where I can move past the pain.
That's really good. Like First Lady just completed her 39-mile walk with Avon for breast cancer. Like, who would have thought that, you know, she has chronic back pain, because she's taking her negative, turning it into something positive, and literally walking all these miles for other people. I mean, if you guys aren't familiar with the Avon Breast Cancer Walk, they do it to kind of raise money for research for breast cancer. So that, I applaud you.
Thank you. So, yes. So, yes,
I'm pulling.
Let's see. For those of you, somebody said, she's reading that. Someone said, I'm grateful for my sister Romaine sharing her church family with me. And I'm glad she shared us with you also.
Yes.
So you go and share your church with somebody else.
Yes.
So you go tell somebody else.
This is good. This is not me, but I could attest to this. I am thankful for my vehicle working and having gas. That is really good. Like I said, this isn't me. But I have been without my vehicle for 3 months. and I was actually taking it to the junkyard to get my parts sold, and a miracle happened. Like, I'm so grateful for my neighbors, where I went 3 months without a vehicle, and now I have one temporarily, but now I have one. So this is a good one. Whoever wrote this, this is a good one.
Yes, man.
All right.
Okay,
well, I'm telling you, because without gas, unless you got electric car, you're not going to
nowhere.
So that's right. That's great.
You want to talk to me? You want to add on?
Well, you know, I have an older vehicle, so I'd be acting up sometimes, you know.
I understand.
I'd be in my feelings, but when I put that key in, I turn the ignition.
I'll be out.
I'll be going.
But you be right, so that's all that matters. Okay, while I get mine, can somebody else see?
Sure. There's a comment from Misha, and it says, I'm thankful for the love in my marriage. I'm thankful for good conversations. They can be hard to come by sometimes. Girl, snaps to that. Okay, I'm here with you. Okay, I can agree. I'm thankful for, like, my marriage as well. It's hard sometimes where you're in a world where the divorce rate is so high, and not everybody values marriage as much as they used to value marriage. So that is amazing that you are thankful for the love in your marriage, and that you and your husband are having conversations like you're teenagers. Awesome stuff.
And I think, like, just even bring it back home, like, I'm thankful for that we have a church home that values marriage.
Yes.
Every church is not like that, unfortunately. And marriage is such an important institution. And, like, it's not just, oh, we get married on this wedding day. Like, right. God is at the center of it. And we literally have a church home that plays such an important message on why, you know, marriage is important, the steps to having a godly marriage. So I'm thankful for that.
I just pulled from the jar, and this is a good one. Mm-hmm. It says, in spite the circumstance, I'm thankful that my breakups were actually a breakthrough.
Ooh, I'm doing a Jesus dance,
All right.
I don't know who wrote that, but yes.
Sometimes you better thank God for that breakup.
Yes.
Don't try to hold on to something the God is trying to break you out of. Let it go. Let it go.
Be like Elsa and let it go.
Say what? Be like what?
Be like Elsa and let it go. Oh my God. I'm frozen. Oh my goodness.
Let it go.
I can't say it, but let it go.
So honest, if you think about it, just, you know, how gratitude improves self-esteem and all that stuff. Like, imagine being in something that you're not supposed to be. Or, you know, carrying on this breakup. Like, it happens, and you're fighting hard for it to continue, and it's like, no, let me go. And you realize how this thing that you think, I can't live without, oh my God, is really your breakthrough. It's really your come up, your glow up, like the young kids say.
Yeah.
Like, it's really everything that you could have thought it would have been and more. So.
And I, for all you young girls, especially you all, and elementary, junior high school, let them boys and let them girls, let them go. Just do your work. Turn in your homework. Do your homework. Let the relationships go. Be in relationship with your education. Okay?
And yourself.
You know. It's such a distraction. And then you get so caught up into it. And there's so many things that, you know, you can get distracted, your emotions, and before you know it, you're almost out of high school and college, and you're still holding on to someone who, by the time, usually after you graduate high school, you're not going to be with them anyway.
Nope.
Very few people who were dating in high school remained.
Listen, I got to college, and one of my guy friends was like, oh, you came to college in a relationship? That's
girl, you were seeing to the beach.
Yeah, literally, that was like, that's interesting. It didn't last long, but
it is. So that's why, you know, I think I love that, is that your break was actually a breakthrough. And then sometimes, you know what, I know all your peers be talking about, you know, who their boo thing is, and they're not.
They
you know.
Is what they say now.
Oh, I'm sorry,
apparently.
What they call it?
They.
Bae?
Bae. Yes. Like
B-A-E. Oh, Bae. Okay. Okay. As you can see, I'm a little older with the boo thing, but okay, who your Bae is. And,
what Bae? Bae, it means before anyone else.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Never mind.
Yeah. It's really silly.
See, you know about that, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't do relationships.
Is that the latest thing they say now?
That's what they say. I don't say that.
What'd you say?
I don't say nothing.
Oh,
she
okay.
is Bayless.
Oh, she Bayless?
Yeah,
okay. But that's all right. But look at you. But you are fearless, though.
Hey,
you might be Bayless, but you are fearless. And you just continue to stay focused on your schoolwork. So I'm saying this, young ladies, young gentlemen, just concentrate on where you're going. Okay? All right.
So
but
while
then,
they – oh, it's my turn? Okay.
Yeah,
well, okay. Sorry. I'll pick.
Well, Sister Angelie said, I'm so thankful for life, my marriage, health, and my family.
Good. That's really small things. Things that, you know, we take for granted daily. Life. Like, I'm grateful to wake up this morning. You know?
So, yes. Yeah, so, y'all continue. Tell us what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for. Come on. We have, like, 10 more minutes. And I know y'all got to be thankful for something. Sometimes it's some things that we just take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So just let us know what they are. If you got some young people in the room, let us know what they're thankful for. And parents, if your kids don't even say what they're thankful for or you've never heard them, push them to start saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Push them. If you don't hear it in my house, I ask my son when he comes home, how was school? It was good. But this didn't go well, and this. I said, I don't want to hear about that part.
Right.
Let's talk about what did go well, because there's so many things going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need.
You
know. I push my children to say.
That's actually really good, because I mean, in the piece that we were doing, I were looking at one of the things that help kids to consistently grateful. Excuse me, is that they're consistently saying thank you, and
yes.
So like you know, pushing your kids to always. Think about the positive and not really the negative helps. And even just little things like you take something from mommy, say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps if you're repeatedly saying thank you for things.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger things that you do receive, you'll be grateful for it.
It's so funny. I was I was talking to somebody in the car the other day and while I was driving. And every morning, you know, I pray about my parking spot. And they're like, you dead serious, pray about them. And they happen to be on the phone with me. They happen to be on the phone.
Yeah,
you
girl,
I don't be playing. It ain't no parking by my job. It's serious business. And you know, because I'm a little time challenged.
Yeah,
I'm a little time challenged. So I'll be at work, like, with 10 minutes till I got a clock in looking for parking. So I'd be like, all right, Lord, now you know I got to be in the building in 10 minutes. And it'd be like a whole conversation. They're like, you really pray? I'm like, yeah, because if I could thank God for this parking spot, then I can thank God for that miracle that he's going to give you that's bigger than this parking spot. So, like, the little things that you thank God for, like, at that very moment can become how thankful you become over the bigger things.
Because
I'm sure if you don't thank God for the little things, I'm pretty sure he's keeping count. And not in that way, but, like, keeping count of, like, okay, you couldn't, like, they tell you handle a little bit of money, God can bless you with more money. If you can't handle the little he gave you, he's not going to give you a lot. So just remember that when you think about showing gratitude. Like, if you show gratitude for the small things, then you can only imagine what the big things that are due to you will do to your life.
I be trying to tell my kids, y'all show mama you grateful to go in there and wash them dishes.
That's a good way.
You show mama you grateful to wash them dishes.
That's really a good way.
Tell me what you can't get from mama.
Sis.
Oh, come on.
And I think Xavier's probably rolling their eyes right now. Like,
but they'll get it.
All right, so the one I pulled from the jar says, I'm thankful for learning how to have fun by myself. Yes.
Thankful for what?
Learning how to have fun by myself.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Good. Yeah.
A lot. Well, let's see. What we
got
a lot of people.
Yeah.
We got some comments here. We got to say, I am thankful to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for my family, my home. I'm thankful for my family I'm thankful I'm able to pay my bills.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Girl. Yes, girl.
Let me tell you something. That's
car
my
thing
insurance.
I put in my
thing. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. When I come, because anybody who knows me, you know, I don't like being cold.
Right. Yes, yeah,
seriously. Yeah. But when I walk in my house.
You got heat.
You feel heat? Yes. Every time I walk in my house, there's heat. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I don't have to go home and be cold.
Put on five
I can thank God
that's
we can
so
pay
good.
Our electric bill. I can turn, although my kids leave the lights on, but, you know, but at least we can see and we got heat.
Right.
I mean,
that is so awesome. That's amazing.
We live in a city with so many homeless
yes.
people,
mm-hmm.
and like I always think about what do they do during the winter time.
I be trying not to think about it because it makes me cry.
It makes me really sad. And
yeah.
we take that for granted
yeah,
every
very
single
much
day.
So
yeah.
every time I walk in my house,
there's some more comments.
That,
yeah.
George said, I'm thankful for life. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, I'm thankful for my right mind. Who else?
I'm so thankful for helping my kids to migrate to the U.S. and Canada and to watch God blessing them, blessings upon them and makes me feel grateful.
Ooh,
yeah, that's
hey,
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. My husband, I'm grateful for my husband, my son. Before bed, I give our rose and thorn of the day, and I'm thankful for sharing. Oh, that's good. Like a rose and a thorn. Oh, that's
ooh,
good.
That's
yeah,
nice.
That's
say
good.
That again. I love
so,
that.
Okay, let me clarify because that was a little. Okay, so my husband. Son and I, before going to bed, they give like a rose and a thorn of the day.
Nice.
And they're like thankful to be able to be in a place to share that. That's awesome because not a lot of families talk.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to say the few things that you that were great for the day and then the one thing that was like bad for the day is like that's a pretty cool thing.
Listen, parents, even if you didn't grow up having conversations with your family,
mm-hmm.
and even now if you and your kids don't talk much, it's never too late.
No. Mm-hmm.
Here's a wonderful way to start conversation
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. And one of them is to sit down at the table and eat. If you can't do it every day
mm-hmm.
or whatever, before they go to bed or something, take a moment and just start with gratitude.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
have some open communication
mm-hmm.
about that. Believe me, you want honesty? Ask a kid.
Bad. They will give it to you straight, no chaser.
Yes.
Ask a kid.
Yes.
You want them
yes.
to say, really know if they're thankful
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
grateful with it?
Yes.
So ask the kid.
Yes.
And then it opens up even more dialogue if they say no, but because now you can either guide them and tell them, you know, despite circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and you just like we're seeing here, and go ahead and look at this way and look
mm-hmm.
at it that way and give them other perspectives in life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a wonderful opportunity to build that communication.
Yes.
So, Miss Janelle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You do. Miss Janelle, do we have any other comments on this?
Yes. Shout outs to my son, Nikki Rose. She says she's grateful
ooh.
For her friends and her family.
Uh-huh.
Tammy Mack said she's thankful for being employed.
Amen.
Her health, her home, and her family. Danielle said, I'm so thankful to have a roof over me and my daughter's head.
Amen.
Dove Grace says she's thankful for her relationship with God.
That's
Shango.
Mother. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Take
yes.
mother to bring us back to where
yes.
it all started. That's what I'm
yes.
talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, I love this one. I'm thankful chance in life.
Right.
Me having strength to take better care of my temple first, then helping my family and also strength to take care of others, which I love to do.
Nice.
Ooh.
That's good.
That
yeah.
is awesome. That is wonderful. These are good. Y'all
mm-hmm.
keep them coming. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Don't stop. Even if you watch this over and over and over, this replay this, put what you're grateful for.
Yes.
Because whatever you're grateful for, it will encourage someone else and open up someone else's eyes
right.
to be able to see some things themselves
mm-hmm.
for what they're thankful for. So we're going to do one. Okay, Miss Natasha, what you got, girl? What you got over there?
I got a little book. Dissertation
yeah,
over
that was
here.
Book.
Oh, boy.
So I thought it was the same at first, but it's not. Despite this circumstance, I am thankful for being seizure-free, having control over my seizures, being in a position to empower, encourage, and educate people. All right, Jewel.
Yes. Because, Miss Jewel, you have a little, don't you have a website or something?
Yes. So I have a blog. It's called Living Out Loud for the number 4, epilepsy.
Give them to them again slowly.
So Living or Live Out Loud, the number 4, epilepsy.
Yes.
We'll drop it down below. and so this month is Epilepsy Awareness Month.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Epilepsy Awareness Month. And so I'm thankful that despite the fact of having seizures, I feel like I've been able to touch and connect with so many different people. And I have so many people, you know, write to me on Facebook, write to me on Instagram, and thank me, you know, for being bold enough to share my story, for being bold enough to let them into my life, because not many people are privileged to live a full life or have good quality of life with epilepsy or seizure disorders. There's so many people who are on medications that don't allow them to function normally. So many people that are on medications that aren't accessible. Just so many different variables. And some people can't work. Some people can't have kids because they don't have anybody to help them out. So there are so many things in that scenario that make me so grateful because I'm still able to have a full life as if I didn't have a seizure disorder. So I'm like beyond grateful for that. And like I said, I have an opportunity to give back in a way that others may not be able to give back.
That's right, and that's why out of that comes her blog, and then she can blog and help other people with that. So despite your circumstances, everybody, there's a good in everything.
And your pain and joy. And I will also be doing a half a marathon in March.
Woo! You
so,
running?
I'm telling you guys,
All right. I was going to say, I'll do it with you.
So you guys are getting a Girls Let's Talk exclusive. All right, so I'm sharing it here first.
Ooh.
On March 18th, I will be doing a half a marathon with the Epilepsy of Metropolitan New York. So
all
I'm excited.
Right. I'm excited for
13.1 miles.
All right, running.
Run, walk. You can walk because there are families involved, so you can walk, but
you'll be running.
I'm going to run. Yes, there will be a cheering.
All right.
I'll be in the cheering.
I know we did a 39, I had cheering sections, but you do 13,
so
I'll be in the cheering
section.
So I got you.
Nice.
I got you. So that's great. That is wonderful. As we get ready to close, actually, we only have about 3 more minutes, but I wanted to say, because we are coming up to the holiday season, and Thanksgiving, of course, that's great. And but I want to say to all you young people, all of you who are listening, all of you who are watching, all of you who may watch later on, I want you to share this this show, send this link to your young people, because if I can get them to understand anything, if your parents cannot give you everything you want for Christmas, it's okay. Just let them know whatever you get, even if it's a hug. If that's all mom and dad can give you is love.
And that hug is everything.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Everything.
There are so many people who have the money to buy anything they want.
Don't get a hug.
But don't get love. So don't ever play down whatever you have, because your parents are there for you. They're giving you something. You're getting something, or whomever is taking care of you, whatever. So I just want to encourage you all, even now, everybody, all of us, especially our young people, to accept whatever, have a grateful heart for whatever is given to you.
Amen, yeah.
And I think the resources that we shared throughout this show, they are also on Facebook Live. And again, if there are different ways that you want to figure out how to express gratitude, gratitude jar, gratitude journal,
60
there are always ways that you can express gratitude.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say at the end?
We got
10 seconds.
All right, well, I just want to say, like, to practice gratitude, you should always, like, give compliments to other people. Be gracious when you are challenged. Write down the good things that happen in your day, like Jewel and Natasha were saying. So, like, you could be, like, remindful or to not focus on the bad things. Like, you be like, all right, this happened today. Like, I could have something positive to think about today. And write letters of encouragement to people. Like, you never know what somebody is going through. Even, like, your parents, they need some type of encouragement to know that they're doing a good job.
That's That's good.
Yes.
Write your
good.
Parents a letter. Ooh.
Yes.
I would just say make gratitude your lifestyle.
Yes. Make gratitude your lifestyle.
Okay. Well, we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful life of gratitude. Thank you so much for sharing it with us and spending time with us. And we look forward to being with you again next month. I know it's December, but guess what? We're going to be here, and I want you here also. So God bless you, and good night.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Just looking at him.
I
couldn't wait.
The fun show go by so fast.
The what?
The fun show go by so fast.
That went fast for y'all?
Yes.
I feel like I was on here forever.
No, I feel like it went fast to me.
Really?
I feel like it was going slow in the beginning, and because we were only at like 9:17. Then when I looked back, it was 9:24. Then when I looked, it was 9:42.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the time was going by so fast.
Or maybe because I kept checking the time.
Maybe
I didn't stop checking the time.
This started. When that really started.
Yeah.
Right.
They always do that.
Because they go on late. That's
you know what it is? They be so in tune. They listen so, like, intently. And then, like, at the last minute, everybody starts to jump in and put comments. I don't know if that's about, though.
Or they come on late.
No, actually, the people who were there. They were already, they were legit listening. Like, legit listening. I don't know.
Well,
I
I was gonna ask. Oh yeah, what would be a good date for us to do the
What is that? Caramel popcorn?
The show is.
Thank you.